Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. Today, I'm going to share with you great work by Grace Van Berkom. I recently was sent a series of research articles she had produced trying to make sense of what is happening in our world. I reached out to her and asked if it would be okay if I turned her work into a mini documentary that could be shared with those also seeking answers and trying to make sense of the irrational decisions and behaviors on display everywhere. Hopefully this mini documentary can be shared and useful for those ready to learn more. Of course, for those who are still shut off from learning, there's not much we can do. But those who are ready and eager to learn, hopefully this will be helpful and find the courage to share it with those who you believe are ready to learn. Also, if you want to see more of Grace Van Berkom's work, please go to her website at gracevanberkom.com. But before we get into this mini documentary, I need to share a quick message from my sponsor. With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Hello, friends. What I'm about to share with you will be affirming for some and shocking for others. As many of you know, I've been extremely dedicated to investigating what has been happening in the world. On so many levels since March, I needed to fully understand why so many things have not made sense to so many of us. I research everything daily to look for answers and to educate myself. I've uncovered many things. What I'm sharing with you today is the biggest thing I have uncovered that proves COVID was planned and executed. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is an actual planned conspiracy. These are straight up facts right from the website of the people who planned this. It is right on the web in plain sight. But most people don't know it's even there, and most people probably won't understand the depth of it unless someone breaks it down for you, which I will try and do today. I feel my duty is to share what I have learned. I'm going to try and keep this simple. Take out any of my opinions, take out my emotions, and just stick to the facts, which is what is happening in our world and has been planned for decades. As we know, many inconsistencies have been coming out about COVID. Tainted tests, falsified numbers, manipulated stats, doctors and scientists speaking out, lockdowns that don't make sense, predicted numbers totally wrong. We are all aware it is also questionable how the virus originated. It is, however, evident 100% that there is a virus of some sort, and it is still a mystery who gets affected, who dies, and who doesn't. Although many of us in the health profession have theories about why this happens, this is not being disputed. Imagine if everything we thought we saw was not true. Imagine if we have been deceived and the media and the government convince you to think and feel in a certain way. Something to ponder for sure. But what I'd like to stick to the facts today. Everything I found here took me about 24 hours to research. I've been reading nonstop to figure this all out. Here are key points found in my research. Agenda 21, created in 1992, has been carried out by NGOs funded by foreign countries and groups like the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros's, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One major objective of Agenda 21 initiative is that every local government should draw its own local Agenda 21. Since 2015, Sustainable Development Goals are included in the newer Agenda 2030. The official name is the UN Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development. You can research your own Agenda 21 programs in your local city or town. Go to your search engine, put in Agenda 21 and your city name, and you should be able to find a lot of the actual programs with Agenda 21. The United Nations Agenda 2030, adopted in 2015 and fiercely promoted and funded by the Gates Foundation, consists of 17 Sustainable Development Goals. It's also called the Green New Deal, to be achieved by the year 2030. Soros and Rockefellers are also funders here. Gates is also the largest private donor to the World Health Organization, which is a UN agency. Here is a list of the government entities and organizations where Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is listed as a partner. Okay, let's set the stage. Back in New York, USA, June 13th, 2019, the World Economic Forum and the United Nations signed today a strategic partnership framework outlining the areas of cooperation to deepen institutional engagement and jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. On the surface, that looks very good. It looks beautiful and amazing. It looks like everything we've ever dreamed of, right? But it was more than meets the eye, and one dissected reveals global government takeover of every nation across the planet, dismantling sovereignty, property rights, privacy, food systems, and more. The document reveals code words for a corporate government fascist agenda fueled by globalist corporations like Monsanto and DuPont. If you read through all this information and would like to discuss the pros and cons with me, I'm all for it. But today, I would like to stick to the facts, not opinions. Okay, next step. The World Economic Forum was created to support Agenda 21, now called Agenda 2030. It was created in 1971, 49 years ago. Bill Gates is attached to both parties, the UN and also the World Economic Forum. In 2018, the World Economic Forum states, the multi-stakeholder approach defines the core of the 2030 agenda and sustainable development goals. We are all in this together. Wait a minute, does that sound familiar? Have we not heard this phrase being said over and over and over again since COVID started? We are all in this together. This is not a coincidence. On the surface, the website looks amazing, stunning, beautiful. All the words and mission statements we want to hear. It is an action plan to support and implement the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. I implore you to sign up for alerts from this site. This way you can see the entire plan for global governance. What does that mean? It means the new world order where there is no borders, only one government, and only one world. That's what this whole action plan and site is for. It is an extremely mind-blowing, comprehensive plan to change our entire world as we know it. Once you start going into this very in-depth website, you will notice many, many things. When you click on one link, there are numerous tentacles for each topic. When you dig deeper, there are more than 200 links per tentacle. It is never ending. It just keeps going and going, and everything is connected. Why? Because it is an entire comprehensive, meticulous plan for changing our entire world. No detail has not been addressed. I have literally already spent 24 hours on this site researching, and I've barely scratched the surface. And it all starts with the COVID page. The COVID page starts the journey of world globalization. See it for yourself. What you will see is that it's impossible for this crisis to be made only in the last 6 months. The sections on global governance and the fourth industrial revolution have been planned out for decades. One world, one government, no borders. The plan is for one government to have complete control of all of us. Artificial intelligence controlling our business, our food, our money, our privacy, and our freedom is to be abolished forever. I'm not going to argue if it's good or bad because I know many of you will say it's good for the world. I mean, it has certainly been created under the guise of helping to eradicate the world's problems, particularly issues with climate. Discussing the merits, pros, and cons of this is for another conversation. Today, I want to just stick to the facts. The global governance has been planned. And if you go through this WeForum site very carefully, you will see it all for yourself. To be honest, it's somewhat fascinating. Years and years and years of elite mastermind plotting and planning on how to take over the world come together on this one website. COVID is just the first step to get the ball rolling and a way to release all these plans contrived for world domination. A scared and divided world is easy to dominate. Crushing the economy and installing fear-based reactions is how you get an entire world to behave and start from scratch. All of the data and all of the videos throughout the site are updated daily. Supporting propaganda is published and released daily, written by those determined to take over the world and all 7.7 billion inhabitants. You have to be able to understand their feel-good language and read between the lines to know what is really being said. I've had to reread some things 10 times to truly understand what the bottom line was, or also to truly understand what they were not addressing. Also, when you go through the site, note how every single topic and circle is actually designed to look like a corona. This is not coincidence. This is because every single topic for the world takeover starts with the coronavirus and COVID. Look at the tentacles, then the subtopics. Remember, each subtopic has 200 plus more levels to go through. You do the math. Here are some screenshots to highlight key terms. Global governance means one government. Notice how they even wrote on the first line that nationalist backlash has made this difficult. That's the revolt by those who are awakening. You can blatantly see how this one government system affects all other topics and tentacles, and each topic goes down 200 levels. Look closely and you will see the interaction with 5G, anti-globalism, the Great Reset, transnational actors, civic participation, artificial intelligence, robotics, human cyborgs, and on and on. Question: if global governance is so good, why do they have to lie to us about it? I mean, if it is truly for the greater good of the planet, isn't there a better way of doing this than to cause death, pain, and destruction? And if they are lying now, what else will they be lying about? The complexities of this website are mind-blowing and nefarious. The Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset. Know these terms. They are the plan for the next step after COVID has ground the world to a halt. This is the plan. Here's a quote directly from their website. Using COVID to harness the power of revolution to change the economy. Characterized by a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres. In its most pessimistic, dehumanized form, the Fourth Industrial Revolution may indeed have the potential to robotize humanity and thus to deprive us of our heart and soul. The Fourth Industrial Revolution will change not only what we do, but also who we are. It will affect our identity and all the issues associated with it. Our sense of privacy, our notions of ownership, our consumption patterns, the time we devote to work and leisure, and how we develop our careers, cultivate our skills, meet people, and nurture relationships. It is already changing our health and leading to a quantified self, and sooner than we think, it may lead to human augmentation. Notice how COVID links to every single topic in the wheel. That's because COVID is the gateway to consumption of humanity by the New World Order. The Great Reset description shows that it's absolutely impossible for this plan to have been contrived in a few months or even a few years. There is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of the COVID-19 crisis. To improve the state of the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset. Look at these timelines I found about the history of UN meetings. Now that you know what the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset are, look at the years. My research also led me to read about the New World Order and the One World Government agenda. One plan is to remove the requirement for food labeling and to restrict and ultimately prohibit the sale of all natural health products. Eventually, eating from nature will not be allowed. They'll provide us with Monsanto-contrived food, focus on a specific number of calories per day, provided by a combination of proteins and carbohydrates. Agenda 2030 is an action plan devised by the UN and signed by 196 governments. One of its expansive goals is the depopulation of humanity. We are too many, they say. It is promoted by the elites as a way to save the planet, and the plan is to be implemented by governments worldwide. Look at these statements made by various globalists revealing their plans. This is the year when world leaders must work with all sectors of society to repair and reinvigorate our systems of cooperation, not just for a short-term benefit, but for tackling our deep-rooted risks. The World Economic Forum in January 2020. The present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present by the reduction in numbers presently existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary. UN statement. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner speaking for the UN. Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized nations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Official statement by Maurice Strong, Secretary General of the UN and Chairman of the Earth Summit 2015. We've got to ride this global warming issue. Even if the theory of global warming is wrong, we will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. Timothy Wirth, President, UN Foundation. The world today has 7.7 billion people, That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, we could lower the population by perhaps 10 or 15%. Bill Gates, TED Talk 2010. The bulk of humanity has become expendable. We were good for the elites to have around when they could exploit our labor and enjoy the fruits of humanity's talents. The information research and advisory firm Gartner predicts that at least one-third of jobs now performed by humans will be replaced by software robots and smart machines by 2025. Robots do not require food, employee benefits, or wages. They can work 24/7, 365 days a year without complaining or needing a break. According to Ray Kurzweil, the director of engineering at Google, by 2029, robots and other forms of technology will have reached human levels of intelligence and functionality and beyond. Replacing humans was predicted as far back as the 1960s. The time has arrived for this to become a reality. By 2030, there will be no natural babies born, zero. All babies will be chosen with a specific design and program. I heard this on a video from the World Economic Forum site, and I fact-checked this bizarre statement four times. Perhaps the most disturbing revelation about who is behind these plans is the Luciferian agendas that they all seem to hold. For example, David Spangle, director of the Planetary Initiative at the UN, wrote in his 1978 Reflections on the Christ. You can find that in chapter 4, pages 44 through 45. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. This is a topic for a different day, but know that the hydrogel intended to be in the COVID vaccine is activated by an enzyme called luciferase. This is true. You need to do your research and see that it is true. And you can find that on the UN site, digging through a lot of tentacles. Now, this is a call to action. I'm sorry if this information is hard for you to hear, but it is my duty to tell you and warn you what is happening. I do have to hope that we can change the course of this coming travesty. I must speak up and stand up. We must think clearly and operate from a place of unity and love. That's how we foil their plans. They want us afraid and divided. They don't want us powerful, and we are powerful when we are empowered with knowledge and we work together with love and respect. We were all born of this time for a reason. We all have a role to play. Praying for peace and taking action is critical for the preservation of the human species. It's going to get darker and uglier before it gets better, but the truth will win. Stay strong, keep your vibrations high, and radiate love. That's what the world needs. We need to collectively raise our vibration and our spiritual position. We are fighting powers and principalities of darkness. I believe love and truth will always win in the end. You can see more at sarahwestell.com or go to the great work of Grace Van Berkom on our website at gracevanberkom.com. And for those of you that would like to support my work in independent journalism, please go to patreon.com/sarahwestell. You will get exclusive interviews, discounts on great products, and much more. And please remember to sign up for my newsletter at sarahwestell.com.